April 28, 1908. Our Divine Helper, Ellen G. White. From the beginning, it has been Satan's plan to lead men to forget God, that he might secure them to himself. To do this, he has misrepresented the character of God and has led men to cherish false ideas of him. The Creator has been presented to their minds as possessing the attributes of the Prince of Evil himself, as arbitrary, severe, and unforgiving, that he might be feared, shunned, and even hated by men. It was by thus falsifying the character of God and exciting distrust of him that Satan tempted Eve to transgress. By sin, the minds of our first parents were darkened, and their natures were degraded. As men became bolder in sin, the knowledge and the love of God faded from their minds and hearts. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, they became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Christ came to reveal God to the world in his true character, as a God of love, full of mercy, tenderness, and compassion. The thick darkness with which Satan had endeavored to surround the throne of deity was swept away, and the Father was again manifested to men as the light of life. When Philip came to Jesus with the request, "Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us," the Savior answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" Christ here declares that he was sent into the world as a representative of the Father. And of his life here, John testifies that it was full of grace and truth. In his nobility of character, in his mercy and tender pity, in his love and goodness, he stands before us not only as the embodiment of divine perfection, but as the image of the invisible God. Christ died to redeem the race who had fallen under the power of Satan's temptations. To carry on this work, the Father has given him all power in heaven and in earth, so that with him nothing is impossible. He will enable us to meet the enemy and all his forces. The battle against sin will be won, and the victory gained by everyone who chooses Christ as his leader, determined to do right because it is right. Then come to Christ just as you are, weak, helpless, and ready to die. Cast yourself wholly on his mercy. There is no difficulty within or without that cannot be surmounted in his strength. All who choose can come to him and find the help they need. Some have stormy tempers, but he who calmed the stormy sea of Galilee will say to the troubled heart, "Peace, be still." There is no nature so rebellious that Christ cannot subdue it, no temper so stormy that he cannot quell it, if the heart is surrendered to his keeping. Those who are overcome have only themselves to blame. He who commits his soul to Jesus need not despond. We have an all-powerful Savior. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we can say, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." To all who receive him, Christ will give power to become the sons of God. But do not think that the Christian life will be free from temptations. Temptations will come to every Christian, and there will be trials. Both the Christian and the one who does not accept Christ will have trials. The difference is that the latter is serving a tyrant, while the Christian is serving one who loved him and gave himself for him. Even in the darkest hours, we can trust the love of God. The work of creation was a work of love, but the gift of God to save the guilty and ruined race alone reveals the infinite depth of divine love and compassion. Only as we contemplate the great plan of redemption and the blessings that come to us through Christ can we realize what that love means to us. But our sea will not always be smooth. We shall have storm and tempest, but we are not to look upon these as something strange. Meeting difficulties is a part of our education and is necessary to the formation of a strong, symmetrical character. And through trials we are to be purified and our faith strengthened. So James says, "Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." We do not always understand the meaning of our trials and difficulties, but in the future life we shall understand things that here greatly perplex us. We shall also realize how strong a helper we had, and how angels were commissioned to guard us as we followed the counsel of the Word of God.
We must have help in meeting the darkness of error and the temptations and trials of life. But the help we need will not come from human beings. We must look to Him who has said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children that will not lie." So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Let us have more confidence in our Redeemer. Turn not from the waters of Lebanon to seek refreshment at broken cisterns which can hold no water. Have faith in God. Trustful dependence on Jesus makes victory not only possible, but certain. Though multitudes are pressing on in the wrong way, though the outlook be ever so discouraging, yet we may have full assurance in our leader. "For I am God," he declares, "and there is none else." He is infinite in power and able to save all who come to him. There is no other in whom we can safely trust.